You remember soccer moms and hockey moms? Well, this year brought a new mom into the political dialogue, the waitress mom. The recession has left women struggling, and those working in the service industry are in the spotlight. Really, all mothers and women are being targeted for their vote. Just ask Christy Taylor. She co-hosted a debate watch party in Des Moines as part of the Women for Mitt campaign.
And as a woman, I sometimes get asked how would I vote on certain social issues. And am I focused on, am I pro-life? Am I pro-choice? Am I pro-child? Well, of course I'm pro taking good care of children. And of course I want health care for people. And of course I want good education. But I think really this is about getting people back to work and then lowering our debt. And so I think no matter how you sit on some of those other issues, this isn't the time. Frankly, we've just got bigger fish to fry.
Statistically, women tend to vote more liberally. But GOP spokesperson Tom Zold says the Democrats are using so-called women's issues to distract from the economy.
You know, they try to scare women into thinking that Mitt Romney's trying to illegalize, you know, birth control and take away all kinds of rights. And they just try to talk about anything but the actual issues. And women are insulted by that because they want to be taken as seriously as men. And the economy is one of the most serious issues possible.
When asked about Governor Mitt Romney's stance on abortion, Zolt said Romney's been pretty clear. He believes abortion should be legal in cases of incest and rape. But when pressed further...
It's tough for me to get into the weeds right now, but... I mean, this is exactly the issue. Like, this is something that can be fought about later. The economy is what people are talking right now, and it's just a distraction.
For generations, Republicans have used issues like choice on women's health care, like reproductive rights, to mobilize a certain part of their base.
That's Erin Seidler with the Obama campaign. She's talking about single-issue voters, voters who vote solely on abortion or gay marriage. Seidler says it's disingenuous of Republicans to sweep social issues to the side when it's convenient and ask women to be single-issue voters on just the economy.
You can't separate women's health care and access to health care and access to reproductive rights from the economy. And you can't separate fair pay from the economy. So Republicans are missing the point.
Seidler says women can't just peel apart the economy from their everyday lives. And she says a lot of women are tired of having to defend rights that have already been upheld by courts and culture. And she says that holds for women across the board. Single women, soccer moms, and those who are described as waitress moms. It's closing time at Waveland Cafe in Des Moines, and Glenna Hayes is finishing her shift, cleaning tables and restocking condiments. She says it's hard to have faith in the political process, but she also says she depends on the government to help her out.
I'm not going to lie, I'm a single mother. I work, I go to school, and both of my children are on Medicaid. Like I said, my daughter's born with cleft lip and cleft palate. So if it wasn't for the assistance of Medicaid and the state helping me, I'd be in debt. I mean, she's probably had over $300,000 worth of surgery since she was born. So where would I be as a wait? Yeah, my money's good, but not that good ever.
Hayes says she also thinks women should be able to decide on issues like abortion. And this year, she's voting for President Barack Obama. But she says at heart, she's not really sure either candidate can help out a working woman like herself. In Des Moines, I'm Sandhya Dirks, Iowa Public Radio News.